That song is called B16 with Me, and that is from the Katie Curtis CD, Hello Stranger. Boston singer-songwriter Katie Curtis is in Eugene tonight for a show at Sam Bond's Garage. Katie has graced our KLCC airwaves, both old and new studios, numerous of times. This is the second visit for Katie at our new downtown studio. She was last here in October 08, and she was on tour behind her recording Sweet Life. Life for Katie Curtis became very sweet that year. She had just launched her youth music endowment called Aspire to Inspire, giving away guitars to underprivileged youth. She performed at the Human Rights Campaign's official Obama inaugural ball. She received praise for her ninth record, Sweet Life, from The Washington Post, The Advocate, Time Out Chicago, and Curve magazine. After her year of amazing experiences, Katie was itching to jump right back into the studio and try something new, make an album with a string band called Hello Stranger. Let's all give a big hello to our friend Katie Curtis, who has brought along Meg Toohey this afternoon, and they are here live on Fresh Tracks. Welcome, Katie and Meg.
Hi, Liz. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and it's a privilege. So how is life?
Life is amazing. I have been touring for the last 6 months in support of this Hello Stranger record, and it's been a lot of fun. When I'm really lucky, I get to have someone along with me like Megan Toohey. She's playing today the banjitar, the combination of a banjo and a guitar. We like to call it the bunhitar.
And you are in concert tonight at Sam Bond's Garage. Let's talk about Hello Stranger for a moment here. You have quite the players on this album. Talk about how you picked and chose the band for that CD, Hello Stranger.
Well, my label is Compass Records, which is based in Nashville. And even though I typically make records that are more like folk rock, we decided to make one where we really took advantage of what they have right there in Nashville, because the co-owner of the label is a Grammy Award-winning banjo player, Allison Brown. And the producer also owns the label, Gary West. He's a great bass player, but he brought in all these really cool players. The fiddle player plays with Allison Krauss and is also a Grammy Award-winning player as well. And so it was a really fun experience just to record this live in Nashville. And then it becomes the Hello Stranger string band thing just becomes sort of a mindset. And sometimes I'll just hit songs live on the road that have that string band feel. And so, sometimes it's not even the songs that are on the record, but I just like to reach down to that because, you know, as a sort of acoustic-leaning singer-songwriter, I like to pay tribute to those roots.
What was that tune about that we just listened to, B16 with Me Again?
Well, that was a song that I covered because my sister has teenagers, and of course I have like two young kids, and the stories I always tell about my little girls are kind of sweet and funny. She's like, it's not always sweet and funny, you know, when they're teenagers. So she inspired me to record that song.
And you are enjoying life with your family these days?
Yeah, I mean, they keep me running, you know. They're involved in lots of things now. My seven-year-old, both my kids were born in Guatemala. My seven-year-old has decided that she wants to go back to Guatemala when she's a teenager and teach homeless kids to dance. That's her new thing. And we got the chance to go to the White House together recently because I know I have a couple fans that work at the White House now. And so she's, you know, gotten to witness, we met the Obama's dog. And, but she's gotten to make some comments, you know, about having the Obamas in the White House. She really likes them, and she noticed for the Easter egg roll that we went to, you know, there were thousands of people there, and she said, it's really nice that they let the light-skinned people in, too. And I'm thinking, boy, times have changed.
They certainly have. Well, what's coming up next for you, Katie? Are you working on a new project, or still, you know, going with Hello Stranger?
Yeah. Well, no, there's a good like 10 songs, a good record's worth of material that I'm starting to play out at shows. So when you're out there tonight at Sam Bond's Garage, if you can get out to see us, we're going to be trying out a bunch of new songs as well. And we'll take some requests, too, if people want to come wanting to hear the older stuff.
All right. Are you ready to play a tune, you guys?
Absolutely.
Katie Curtis and Meg Tuohy.
This is a song from Sweet Life called Lovely, but we're doing it kind of string band style.
Lovely. Katie Curtis and Meg Tuohy live on KLCC's Fresh Tracks. It's great to have you stop by again. I'm holding a picture that I got from your website, katiecurtis.com, and you are on stage with Ani DeFranco and Amy Ray. Tell me about that one, Katie.
I played a benefit concert in Madison, Wisconsin for the Progressive magazine. And I got this call about doing it. And I said, well, you know, there's not a lot of money, but it's going to be Ani DeFranco, Dar Williams, Melissa Ferrick, the Indigo Girls, and Peter Mulvey is the MC. And I was like, you know, I think I can make it for that.
Yeah.
So that was a neat event.
I'll bet that was. You have toured with a lot of people in your long musical career,
yeah.
And the likes of Dar Williams, Mary Chapin Carpenter, you've been on the Lilith Fair. What's a highlight so far in your career? What really stands out for you as something that moved you?
My highlights have been around connecting with musicians whose music I listened to in high school. And, you know, I think the like singing Angel from Montgomery with Bonnie Raitt.
Oh my.
And, I used to, you know, I probably knew three records straight, like every song of Carla Bonoff stuff. And And so she and I played a bunch of shows together, and I would come out and sing on some songs. And just to hear out of my monitor wedge, you know, where I'm hearing back what's happening, I'm hearing her voice and my voice in harmony. And I'm like, this is surreal for me. So there's something really poignant about those years when you're first falling in love with music. And for me, I was given a guitar by a person, a person I barely knew who was... So having a yard sale, saw that I was like lusting after this Yamaha guitar, and she knew I didn't have money, and she gave it to me, and she said, "You can have it as long as you promise to learn to play it." And that was the whole reason why I started the Aspire to Inspire guitar giveaway. And I think some of those early people I listened to, like Bonnie Raitt and Karl Ivanov, were also the reasons why I wanted to play music to begin with, because they touched me so much with, you know, really with their voices.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That was, I didn't get the singing skills and the chops like you, but that's why I became a DJ, was to be involved in
music.
You
got the
love. And when I was 17, I remember listening to Karl Ivanov over and over again.
Yeah.
Is there someone that you have not yet been with that's like your dream come true fantasy?
I mean, I would really like to get to work on a record with like Emmy Lou Harris or Lucinda Williams or something like that. I think that would be amazing. And
I look forward to seeing that happen for you. Are you guys ready for another song, or are you still tuning up?
I think with a little focus here, I could probably get tuned up.
Well, I'm making you focus on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a really fun Friday night down there at Sam Bond's. I think we go on at 9 o'clock, and there's no opener, so just come on down.
Katie
this is
Curtis.
Called Magnolia Street. I knew that I loved you the first time you got into my car. Your cheeks were flushed, and I felt a hush come over me in the dark. Got us lost, but at the next cross, you said, "I don't care where we are, I'm in the right car." I drove slow down a fast food strip, you turned the radio on. I was confused, all the signs were lit, you said, "I love this song." Wanted to say that I loved you, but I knew too soon, too strong. This is the ride I'm on. This is the ride I'm on. And I recall in my sleep how you changed my life on Magnolia Street. A dream, but it's true. I am not the same since I met you, and I feel like I'm going. Trying to take my jacket off, my foot on the gas, your eyes fast to the road ahead of us. I never felt such trust. I recall in my sleep how you changed my life on Magnolia Street. A dream, but it's true. I am not the same since I met you. Take me in your arms. This is the ride I'm on. This is the ride I want. I recall so complete how you changed my life on Magnolia Street. A dream, but it's true. I am not the same since I met you, and I feel like I'm going home. Not to the one I've known. Hey,
beautiful. Was that on your first album? What album was that on?
That was on A Crash Course in Roses. There have been 10 albums over the last
like 15 years.
So that one's back to like 1999.
And what inspired you to pull out an older tune and play that?
Well, this is one of the more requested songs, and I find people say that they played it at their weddings or whatever. So
it's
I try
gorgeous.
To play that almost every night. Yeah.
Is it a true story?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I could tell. By the way, you were singing that. I'm speaking with Katie Curtis, and Meg Toohey is here. She's going to be accompanying Katie Curtis tonight at the show at Sam Bond's Garage. Tomorrow, they play for the Bend Spring Festival, and we are talking about this latest recording for Katie, Hello Stranger. And on this CD, you rearranged tunes that you had already had on earlier releases. And then there's a couple new tunes for this CD, or are they all?
They're half and half older songs of mine that I wanted to rearrange, like Dad's Yard and 100 Miles. And then cover songs. So like B16 With Me was by Don White, and there's a John Martin song, and there's a Cat Stevens and a Richard Thompson, you know, and the title track is by the Carter Family. So I had a really good time picking out songs that I thought would take well to this string band arrangement, and older songs, which Dad's Yard is another one of the most requested songs in my catalog. So I thought I'd pull that out and try a string band arrangement on that.
Yeah, and you also, tunes, there's Deliver Me and mm-hmm. St. Lucie and Passing Through, which goes way back for you, doesn't that one?
That goes from to Long Night Moon. It was co-written with Mark Arelli. And that record came out in about 2003.
Okay. Well, Katie knows it. And so Katie Curtis is performing tonight at Sam Bond's Garage. We're going to go out with a tune from Hello Stranger, and it's Dad's Yard, which you just talked about. And thank you so much for coming by, you guys. And we'll see you at Sam Bond's Garage tonight at 9 o'clock and tomorrow at the Bend Spring Festival. Thank you, Katie Curtis.
Great to be here.